This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along the
avenue. It's live on this Friday, June 17th, 2016 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. I'll be sitting in for Alex for the first half of this broadcast. Then David Knight will be coming in with his take, his perspective on current events. Alex will be joining us. He'll be filing some special reports, so be sure to stay tuned for that coming up later in the show. As far as the news is concerned, well, it's obviously hot right now. The top of Drudge Report, Obama imports 1 million Muslims during presidency. He's also linked up there my story from a few days ago. Islamic speaker admits killing gays belief held by moderate believers. And of course, this has been a massive argument in the aftermath of the Orlando shootings, the fact that the left has abandoned, has betrayed the gay community in favor of being politically correct, in favor of appeasing Muslims. They care more about protecting the feelings of Muslims than they do protecting the lives of gay people. So now on the other side of the Atlantic, which we're going to get to as well, we've got David Cameron's Reichstag fire event basically happened yesterday with the Brexit vote, the vote for the United Kingdom to leave the European Union. Of course, over the past 2 weeks or so, the vote leave camp has been pulling ahead in the polls, having been behind all along, because immigration was put at the top of the agenda. The Vote Leave campaign finally realised that this is the issue that British people care about. It got put to the top of the agenda. The polls start to swing the other way. And what happens? We have a mentally ill person murder a Labour MP on the streets of Britain, and they wasted absolutely no time whatsoever in hijacking this, in exploiting this. Before this mother of two was even dead, while she was still in the hospital, they were using this to demonise the pro-Brexit camp. Absolutely shameful from Labour, from the political establishment, from the mainstream media. We're going to get into that. We've got Joy Behar from The View, which is a show watched by, 3 million people every day. It's quite important, reaches a wide number of individuals, saying that Donald Trump is, quote, working with ISIS to kill us. That's her nuanced and cogent analysis of the Colorado gay nightclub massacre. But she's got an ally in the form of former CIA head Leon Panetta, who said that Trump is, quote, aiding and abetting terrorists by simply pointing out that the U.S. contrived, they helped build up, they helped create ISIS in their bid to topple Bashar al-Assad. So you've got the most ridiculous, absurd comments from someone like Joy Behar on The View being mirrored by the former CIA head, Leon Panetta. We're going to get to some of those clips after the break. State Department officials, dozens of them, are once again lobbying for U.S. military action in Syria, but not against ISIS, against the government of Bashar al-Assad that is fighting ISIS. So they're still trying to get that act of regime change through, even though arming the jihadist rebels in the first place was exactly what led to the rise of ISIS, to San Bernardino, to the attack in Colorado on Saturday night. So we're going to get into all that and more. We've got Washington Post reporting 6 in 10 of you will share this link without reading it. They've done a study where 6 in 10 links that are shared on the internet are not actually read by the people sharing them, which again goes right to the heart of the left and virtue signaling and how they create, how they contrive this phony narrative based on virtue signaling, based on artificial promotion of narratives that are completely untrue. So we're going to get into all that and more after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, what's your sleep with me? Out of work and down.
Yeah, right live, it's the Alex Jones Show. Now, if you want to see one of the most moronic YouTube clips of 2016 so far, and let's be honest, it's got some pretty stiff competition. This was on The View, I believe, yesterday morning. It's The View's Joy Behar, and again, bear in mind, this show gets 3 million viewers every day. That's no small fry. They've got a very large audience of very impressionable people who are also quite stupid. So she gets up there and responds to Donald Trump's comments about the gay nightclub massacre in Colorado by saying that Donald Trump is, quote, working with ISIS to kill us. Let's start this clip.
They also don't have any ties right now between the shooter and ISIS at all. They think he, you know, except for one phone call, which everybody reminds me.
Okay, hit pause. So that's one of the other guests on the show saying that Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub gunman, had no ties whatsoever to ISIS. He only called cops during the massacre to pledge allegiance to ISIS. He only pledged allegiance to ISIS on Facebook during the massacre. And the Islamic State also claimed responsibility for the attack. But again, nothing to do with ISIS. Okay, let's carry on with the clip.
He mentions ISIS, but that doesn't make him tied to ISIS.
I agree.
So
he mentioned a whole lot of folks.
Yes.
He said he was aligned with a whole lot of folks. Listen, nobody's going to know what the answer is. Okay?
The thing about Trump, though, is that he's the recruiter-in-chief.
For ISIS.
He is basically working with ISIS to kill us. They are working together.
Yes.
Just remember what I'm saying.
And why do you say this?
Because every time you go after the Muslims and you talk about how they shouldn't come into the country and how they're all a bunch of whatevers, you are saying to ISIS, make another video to show people who are sympathetic to your cause. And
okay,
don't think that...
Pause. So she's making the argument that Donald Trump is working with ISIS to kill us, those are her exact words, because he dares to point out that we have a problem with Islamic terrorism. You know, that's like the equivalent of saying, don't draw cartoons of Muhammad, because it might upset the precious Muslims. And they might kill us. They might chop off our heads. So we better respect their feelings. Again, completely insane. And it gets even worse. Let's carry on.
I have made many videos showing Donald Trump. He is a dangerous menace to the country. And I believe... And another point. One small point about the gun. I wake up in the morning, I'm so stressed out because people are actually continuing to say, have more guns. Since 2005, half of all mass killings have occurred in this country. In 2005 is when
FBI statistics, every crime statistic you want to look at, mass shootings are down. Not that this has much to do with mass shootings, it has everything to do with radical Islamic terrorism. Continue with the clip.
Ban was lifted during the Bush administration, That is when half of all mass killings started in 2005 since the ban was lifted. So ipso facto, there is a connection to the guns.
Can I also say that I think it's very interesting. It's interesting to me that it's very telling that the first thing they notice about the shooter is that, you know, that he's Muslim. Right? Instead of, like, exactly, you know, and it's that thing where
she's complaining that the first thing anybody noticed about the shooter was that he was Muslim. And in the background, you hear one of the other guests, I think it's actually Joy Behar herself, say that that's a racial thing to say. First of all, Islam is not a race. May I remind you of that fact? Second of all, of course, we're going to draw attention to the fact that he's Muslim. You had ISIS in their own publications calling for people to hit soft targets, calling for people to carry out stabbings, calling for people to carry out mass shootings, specifically during the month of Ramadan. But again, nothing to do with Islam. So, of course, people are going to draw attention to the fact that he's a Muslim. A matter of, you know, 6 months ago or less, we had San Bernardino, another Islamic terror attack. These things are getting worse because ISIS is calling for them. The shooter pledged allegiance to ISIS. He was a devout Muslim. He used to get angry. He used to get triggered and threatened to kill people at barbecues because a bit of their pork touched his hamburger. I mean, this guy was completely crazy. He was a registered Democrat. You know, he was motivated by a hateful ideology defended and supported by the left, Islam. So obviously, we're going to talk about it. We're going to draw attention to it. Let's carry on with the clip.
Very telling to see the assumptions that are made. Hate is hate. We all know it. But it is hard. You have never heard of a mass strangling anywhere you go.
No, that's right. To the gun point.
You don't see mass. Yeah. You don't see mass stabbings where someone just went crazy with a...
Multiple times a year in China, where guns are more restricted, they have mass stabbings. A major one carried out in 2014, which killed 29 people. In the vast majority of those cases, stabbings are carried out by radical Muslims. So yes, we do have mass stabbings carried out in pursuit of the same cause. Again, total nonsense. Let's carry on with the clip.
and people waited in line to get stabbed.
One guy killed 50 people. How did he do that?
Exactly.
With that rifle.
And I think it's interesting for me, being a brown person in the United States, I will tell you, past year or so, since someone announced their candidacy, I was actually now seen as a non-American.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very hard for me in my day-to-day life sometimes when people see that. That's when you know that something's wrong.
Somebody was mean to her, and she doesn't even provide the specific example of what happened, and she blames it on Donald Trump. The fact that somebody made a racist comment to her over the past, 8-10 months since Trump announced his candidacy, that's Donald Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault. The violence aimed at Donald Trump supporters at rallies across the country is Donald Trump's fault. The Colorado shooter, a registered Democrat, a devout Muslim, somebody motivated by a hateful ideology defended and supported by the left. Must be Donald Trump's fault. Total, absolute nonsense from beginning to end. Total lies. But it's not just The View that's coming out with this. This is up on Infowars.com right now. Former CIA head. Trump is, quote, aiding and abetting terrorists. The former director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, has said that GOP nominee Donald Trump is effectively helping the enemies of America with divisive rhetoric. Again, whenever you see them use this term, divisive rhetoric, that means anyone who is standing up for principles. Anyone. They call it divisive. Total, total fraud. Appearing on MSNBC, Panetta, CIA head under Obama from 2009 to 2011, said, quote, in 50 years in public life, I have never experienced a major party candidate making the accusations and raising the innuendos that Donald Trump raised, particularly at this moment of crisis. Bearing in mind that Trump basically predicted what would happen in Paris. He predicted what would happen in Brussels. He's been dead on all along. You can argue about his methods for dealing with it. But again, raising innuendos by simply talking about Islamic terrorism. This is the most shocking thing that Panetta has heard in 50 years of public life. Totally overblown. Total hyperbole. He goes on to say, quote, he's not only accusing the President of the United States of treason and collaborating with the enemy, but in many ways what he's saying about restricting Muslims from coming into this country, doing surveillance on Muslim mosques, is basically aiding and abetting the enemy at a time we ought to be unifying. And he goes on to criticize Trump because Trump came out with this tweet in which he said that he posted a link to a Breitbart story, which is that Hillary Clinton had the memo that Obama admin aided group that became ISIS. This is a story we posted up on Infowars.com yesterday, detailing, which we've documented for years, that when the Obama administration went into Syria, went into Libya to arm, to fund those jihadist groups, al-Nusra, who later went on to defect, to join, to pledge allegiance to ISIS, that's what helped ISIS grow in the first place. When we say the US government contrived, created ISIS, we don't mean out of thin air. They already took the jihadist rebel groups, the extremists that were in that region, gave them weapons, gave them funding. They rebranded, and everybody pledged allegiance to them. So yes, Clinton and Obama are directly responsible for ISIS's spread across the Middle East, and that's precisely what Trump is referring to when he links to this Breitbart article, which details this secret memo. And this is the article. The Obama administration supported the terrorist group that became ISIS as the group struggled to gain control of the Syria-Iraq border, where ISIS now claims its caliphate, according to an intelligence report sent to Hillary Clinton. Breitbart News reported Tuesday on a secret classified intelligence report sent to then Secretary of State Clinton and other top U.S. officials in August 2012. The report confirmed that Western and Gulf states are joining with Turkey, who still gives medical aid, gives weapons to ISIS in that same area, joining with Turkey, again, to support ISIS, to support the opposition to Bashar al-Assad. Instrumental in the rise of ISIS. Documented fact. So no matter how much, Panetta blusters about how shocked he is that Trump would even dare make reference of it, and that it's the most outrageous thing he's heard in 50 years of public life. The facts are the facts are the facts. You can't get away from that. We had the CFR 3 years ago saying, oh, we should go ahead and join with Al-Qaeda. Let's become their ally, because toppling Bashar al-Assad is what's important. It led to the rise of ISIS. It was a disastrous policy, and Trump is perfectly correct to call it out. We'll be back with more in the next segment as the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Alex Jones is going to be popping in with a special report in the next segment about media deception surrounding Donald Trump, which is exactly what I was talking about before the break. Now, Leon Panetta, a former CIA head, is triggered, is shocked by the fact that Trump is daring to draw attention to the fact that the US government aided the rise of ISIS by arming, by funding jihadist groups in the Middle East that went on to become the Islamic State. We know this to be a fact. So for him to get out there and bluster and pretend that it's some shocking revelation, some insult to reality, is completely bizarre. And on that very subject, we've got this article out of RT. Hawks rising, dozens of State Department officials call for US strikes against Assad in Syria, because the destabilization of Syria over the past 4 or 5 years has not proved disastrous enough, right? We've got the biggest terrorist group, the biggest threat probably ever, spreading across the Middle East. We've got ISIS-inspired extremists carrying out attacks in the United States. No, that's not enough. Let's destabilize things even more by overthrowing secular governments, by leaving a vacuum for these extremists to come in and to take power. Bucking current US policy, dozens of State Department officials have reportedly signed an internal document calling for military action and regime change in Syria, claiming it's the only way to defeat Islamic State and end the war. So the only way to defeat Islamic State is to remove the government and the military that is fighting the Islamic State. Okay, that doesn't really make sense to me. The dissenting document was transmitted internally and signed by about 50 mid to high level department officials. According to the Associated Press, the agency said it has since been classified. This is a quote. The moral rationale for taking steps to end the deaths and suffering in Syria after 5 years of brutal war is evident and unquestionable. The New York Times quoted the document as saying the status quo in Syria will continue to present increasingly dire, if not disastrous, humanitarian, diplomatic and terrorism-related challenges. So, again, removing the government, the military from power, that is the primary fighting force in Syria against ISIS. That's how they're going to defeat ISIS. Yeah, you're going to have to run that one by me again because I'm not quite computing it. But remember, you know, last year Obama put out this order where he said any military target in Syria is a legitimate target. So basically they could bomb the presidential palace and say it was just part of anti-ISIS operations. Because the agenda all along has not been to take out ISIS. That's why they didn't bomb the oil fields. That's why they're doing nothing about Turkey continuing to fund to allow free passage to give medical care to ISIS fighters. That's why they still refuse to even talk to Russia, basically, during that whole bombardment where Russia had them on the run. So they're following the same insane, disastrous policy. Again, there's such opposition to it within the military, thankfully. We saw the big protest back a few years ago. You know, not in my name, the people holding up the signs, the active duty service members. I will not be Al-Qaeda's air force. So there's a huge element within the military which knows what this is about. They know it's not about fighting ISIS. They know it's about regime change. It's about toppling a secular leader that is against ISIS, that is against radical Sunni Islam, just as Gaddafi was in Libya, you know, the most prosperous country in Africa at the time, a decent place to go and visit if you were a tourist, secular government, he had the radical Islamists on the run, they took him out, and look what happened. It led to the biggest migration crisis in the history of the world, and all the disastrous consequences that that brings with it. So now they're going to try and double down and do the same thing in Syria. Absolutely disastrous policy, but they're still intent on following it. Now, Hillary Clinton wasted little time in raising money off the Orlando terrorist attack. This is out of the American Mirror. No tragic event, not even an Islamic terrorist attack killing 49 people on U.S. soil, is off limits from Hillary's grubbing for money. Which is no surprise given that it's now been revealed 20% of her entire campaign has been funded by Saudi Arabia. Okay, so this is the big feminist candidate. Now, who was it? Oprah the other day came out and said, we need Hillary because she's a woman. She's got a vagina. That's the only thing she's got going for her. Okay, so she's this great feminist candidate. Fine. Then why is her campaign 20% funded by a government, by a regime that doesn't even allow women to drive, that still allows women to be stoned to death, that still allows gay people to be killed? Not really very progressive, is it? So this idea that she's this big feminist candidate when she's being funded by the most misogynist regime on earth is completely laughable. We'll be back with more after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Infowars.com.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Supporting on this live Friday worldwide broadcast. We're about to throw it back here in about 4 or 5 minutes to Paul Joseph Watson and David Knight. Paul reporting from London, England. David Knight reporting from Austin, Texas. There are a lot of big developments obviously taking place in the world right now. I want to address a few of them. But number one, I want to discuss disinformation. There's a lot of different forms of disinformation. Lies, obviously, are one type of them. But it's worse than that. We see the mainstream media and its different minions, like Joy Behar of The View, and the former CIA director, Mr. Panetta, and others, Leon Panetta, coming out in a unified theme today saying that Donald Trump is the biggest recruiter of ISIS, and that he's, quote, working with ISIS and making ISIS attack us because he's saying we should defeat ISIS. He's saying we should control our borders and vet these people before we let them come in. That is saying that 2 plus 2 equals 4 is basically racist. And that's what Joy Behar also said, was that he was racist. Now, we're going to play some of these clips coming up here in a moment. Paul's going to get to them. He's obviously already been talking about it. But think about this. Think about the magnitude of this garbage that we're dealing with, that she's saying he's the reason we got attacked in Orlando. And Jakari Jackson, when he was in Atlanta, and when Joe Biggs was in Dallas, and Michael Zimmerman yesterday talking to the anti-Trump people, that's one of the most common things they say, is that he's the reason we're getting attacked, he's the reason Orlando happened, and he's the reason the economy is in the outhouse. So this is just crazy that they will push lies this wild. But I tell you, I was talking to Darren McBreen yesterday, one of our great news analysts and editors, and he's going to do a piece on it. He said, well, I'm kind of embarrassed. I said, why be embarrassed? It happened to you. This guy's worked for some of the biggest news companies in the country, you know, managed hundreds of people, a great guy. He's paid pretty good at InfoWars, but he doesn't want to get Obamacare. He doesn't want to pay what the insurance is now because it's a big scam. For 3 years, he's been fined. First $800, then $1,600. Now they're going to fine him even more, and it's the IRS that's coming after him. Remember Obama 5-6 years ago saying it was a conspiracy theory and racist to say that there were fines in there, or that the IRS was hiring 18,000 people to enforce it? Just that part? It was in the bill! It was in the bill! All we did was show the bill. They passed the bill. In the first year of Obamacare, the Wall Street Journal reported of all major insurance companies, on average, went up 47%+, like 47.9, memory serves. On us, just screwing us globally, they made that much money. But it's okay because it's liberal and Obama's black. This has nothing to do with it. It's a total scam. So Behar's blaming Trump. All this other insanity is going on. The former CIA director comes out and says he's the biggest recruiter and says he's never heard of U.S. troops handing out pallets of cash to the Iraqis. That was on the news in 2003. That's how they got the insurgency to stand down at first. It was reportedly $20 billion, another $40 billion. The numbers vary, but upwards of $60 billion or more paid in C-130s full of $120 bills. That was on the news. You can pull that up and show people. Panetta says he never heard of such a thing as the former head of the CIA. Because they know the general public doesn't understand this stuff or doesn't have the attention span or the memory of a goldfish. New scientific studies, the average American has less of an attention span than a goldfish. Less than 7 seconds. Now, I know our audience, as we can see time spent listening, the average time spent listening for radio is about 8 minutes now. Our average is about 27 minutes. You are already the creme de la creme of people with attention spans. But that's why, on average, you earn more. It's why you give more charity on average. We have all the metrics from Google. It's why you are more aggressive, more healthy, more satisfied, because you still have a brain, just like I do. And again, I'm not claiming I'm some rocket scientist here. This is just getting crazy. And this is a battle between the giant, dumbed-down, mindless, idiot hordes and the American people, who are still somewhat awake. And for them to aid ISIS, Hillary and Obama and the globalists, and when Panetta was in, they were doing it too, and to give them billions of dollars, they were formerly Al-Qaeda, turn Libya over to them, turn part of Syria over to them, part of Iraq over to them, let them set up this Saudi-backed caliphate, and to let them take over and overthrow our allies in Egypt, and then sit there and blame Donald J. Trump. But again, if they succeed in this, this is the great triumph of ignorance. This is the great triumph of mindlessness. This is the great triumph of idiocy. Just like Jakari has the poor black man on tape, debating the other young black man destroying him, and he says Donald Trump wants to ship Africans back to Africa. Black people back to, I mean, it's the most, it's just pure lies. But the guy's freaked out and believes it because he's being lied to in a trance state by the mainstream media and is genuinely freaked out. He's not even a bad person, but he's a victim of this idiocy. The good news is it only takes 3% to win a fight against a globalist. But I want to win an economic war. I want to win a renaissance war, a war of intellectual ideas. And most revolutions are intellectual. They're just not called revolutions because they're won peacefully. Most successful revolutions are cultural. The communists know this. They try to train us through Hollywood and media and culture that we're supposed to go fight like the running man where Schwarzenegger, you know, defeats the corrupt fascist government all by himself. That's not how this works. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to come together and realize we're being lied to. Shift out of the paradigm. If you believe Obama loves you, and you believe the Republican leadership loves you, you're in a trance, you're a chump. That's a fact. It's not my opinion. And you need to understand you're being lied to about Obamacare and about the NSA and about the open borders and everything else that's happening. You need to realize Donald Trump isn't perfect, but he isn't out to get America. And he realizes America's being destroyed on the altar of globalism, and he's speaking out against it. And that's why I'm supporting him. Now, there's a lot going on today. We have a lot of videos, incredible stuff that Joe Bates and Zimmerman got in Dallas. Great job to them. So much jam-packed show coming up. I shot a special report last night. Actually, two of them that we're going to be airing today. David Knight's coming up. I'm going to be doing live reports Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday when I'm on the road. So much is going on. So much is happening. Thank you all for your support. Infowars.com/show. Send that link out to everybody. The Tim Kennedy 15% off special on Brain Force, Secret 12, and Supernova Vitality is running through the middle of next week. Take advantage of that. We empower you while you empower us. The very best products. 20% off on Alexa Pure Water Filters is about to end. Take advantage of that. InfowarsMinds.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. When you buy these products, you're buying war bonds in the battle for the Republic. So thank you all for your support. God bless you all. Now back to Paul Watson from London, England, live with the InfoWar.
There's Alex Jones filing a special report from the road. Now in a moment we're going to throw to my video, which I uploaded last night. This is a really important video. Dear gays, the left betrayed you on Islam. Of course, in the aftermath of the Colorado shooting, we've had many people defecting to Trump. But before we do that, I just want to mention the Tim Kennedy special. This is 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. As part of our partnership with Special Forces operator and UFC fighter Tim Kennedy, we're giving you 15% off on the top InfoWars Live formulas used by Tim Kennedy. Get 15% off on Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com now for a limited time. These are the products that Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces and UFC training that help him go to the next level. And you can go and see the independent reviews, 4-5-star reviews, on InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, all this goes to hiring more reporters, sending them out into the field. You've seen how prolific we've been with the content from the Trump rallies, from places like Bilderberg, other events, challenging the mainstream media. In the case of Bilderberg, being there in place of the mainstream media because they're too lazy to even send anyone along. And of course, the Trump rallies have completely shifted the narrative back from a few months ago where the violence and the media carried this narrative dutifully was being blamed on Trump himself, Trump supporters. We shifted that narrative by getting in the faces of these violent, vile social justice warriors, leading to the birth of the legend of Aid Skrillex, Carl LeCuc, and many others. So your support has visibly helped us do that, and we want to continue in the same vein. So go to InfoWarsLife.com to get the products and supporters. Now, I'm going to go to this video shortly, and it will conclude after the break because it's about 7 minutes long. But this morning, this afternoon, I've been inundated with a ton of positive messages from gay people, from people within the LGBT community, again expressing this desire, this intention to switch their vote for Trump because they've been completely abandoned by the left, by Hillary Clinton, by Obama's refusal to even name radical Islamic terrorism, by the refusal to point out that violent hatred towards gay people is a belief implicit within Islam. Not extremist Islam, not radical Islam, not jihadists and who go and shoot up nightclubs. This is a belief held by the majority of Muslims. They either want to see gay people behind bars or dead. And that's not me saying that. You can go and ask them. You can go to their conferences, as you'll see in this video, where they are asked by an Islamic speaker. These are the punishments decreed by the Quran, by Allah, death for homosexuality. Do you agree with it? They all put their hands up. He asked them again, are you a moderate Muslim? You're not an extremist, you're a moderate Muslim. Yes, they all put their hands up. These are beliefs held by moderate Muslims. That article is relinked up at the top of drudgereport.com right now, alongside his story about 1 million Muslim migrants admitted to America under Obama's rule. So be sure and check that out as well. But we're going to go to this video now. Dear gays, the left betrayed you for Islam. Here's the clip. Adding a rainbow filter to your Facebook profile picture isn't a substitute for calling out Islam's violent hatred towards gays. Creating some lame, sappy hashtag like Pray for Orlando isn't going to stop Islam's violent hatred towards gays. Tweeting hashtag Pray for Orlando so you can virtue signal to your friends about how compassionate you are isn't going to stop Islam's violent hatred towards gays. Attending a candlelit vigil so you can smear your Facebook profile with selfies for social approval isn't going to stop Islam's violent hatred towards gays. Tweeting hashtag love is love to get one over on right-wing Christians isn't going to stop Islam's violent hatred towards gays. Tweeting hashtag love is love while you denounce those who stand up for gay rights in Muslim countries as Islamophobes is not activism. Risking your life to speak out against actual oppression of gays in Muslim countries is. Labeling people who draw attention to Islam's rampant homophobia as divisive isn't going to stop Islam's violent hatred towards gays. Calling the Orlando massacre a mass shooting so you can demonize the Second Amendment and absolve Islam of blame isn't going to stop Islam's violent hatred towards gays. Equating Christians who refuse to bake gay wedding cakes with jihadists who gun down homosexuals in cold blood isn't an argument. Hugging a Muslim isn't going to stop an ideology that literally wants to destroy Western civilization. But Omar Mateen is an extremist. How dare you blame all Muslims for terrorism? Really? So you think Islam's hatred for homosexuals is a belief only held by extremists?
They always can come with the same accusations. This speaker supports death penalty for homosexuals. This speaker supports death penalty for this crime or this crime or that. He is homophobic. They subjugate women, etc., etc., etc. It's the same old stuff coming all the time. And we always try to tell them, I always try to tell them that, look, it's not that speaker that we're inviting who has these extreme radical views, as you say. These are general views that every Muslim actually has. Every Muslim believes in these things. Just because they're not telling you about it, or just because they're not out there in the media, doesn't mean they don't believe in them. So I will ask you, everyone in the room, how many of you are normal Muslims? You're not extremists, you're not radical, just normal Sunni Muslims. Please raise your hands. Everybody, mashallah, subhanallah. Okay, take down your hands again. How many of you agree that men and women should sit separate? Please raise your hands. Everyone agree. Brothers and sisters, subhanallah. So it's not just these radical sheikhs then. Allahu Akbar. Next question. How many of you agree that the punishments described in the Quran and the Sunnah, whether it is death, whether it is stoning for adultery, whatever it is, if it is from Allah and His Messenger, that is the best punishment ever possible for humankind. And that is what we should apply in the world. Who agrees with that? Allahu Akbar. Are you all the radical extremists? SubhanAllah. So, all of you are saying that you are common Muslims. You all go to the different masajids, no way. Or is it, are you like a specific sect, like the Islam net sect or anything like that? Are you like that? No. Is it, are you like that? Please raise your hand if you're like this extreme Islam net sect or anything like that. No one. Allahu Akbar. How many of you just go to these normal masajids in Norway, the normal Sunni mosques? Please raise your hands.
In case you missed that, let me explain it to you. You just watched a room full of so-called moderate Muslims in a Western country unanimously agree that all gays should be executed. Do I need to talk to you about the Muslim cleric at an Orlando mosque who called for all gays to be executed just weeks before Mateen's massacre? Do I need to talk to you about how 52% of Muslims in the UK think homosexuality should be criminalized? About how Turkish media called the Pulse nightclub victims perverts? About how Al Jazeera viewers lauded the massacre? About how Muslims on Twitter celebrated the slaughter? LGBT community, the regressive left does not have your back. While telling you to obsess over transgender bathrooms and gender-neutral pronouns, they're making an alliance with people who literally want to criminalize your lifestyle. They're joining forces with the belief system.
After the break, with the conclusion of that video. Again, the left has chosen to protect the feelings of Muslims over the lives of gay people. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beck, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We'll be right back.
years the left has taught gays, has told gays to obsess about transgender bathrooms, about gender-neutral pronouns. They've told them to be weak, to not have self-defense, to accept, to embrace an ideology that literally wants to put them behind bars for their lifestyle, that literally wants to kill them for who they choose to have consensual sex with. They've been told to embrace that. They've been told, you're lower on the totem pole of the oppression Olympics than Muslims, so you better bow down. Now, the Drudge Report has the headline right at the top right now. Islamic speaker admits killing gays is a belief held by moderate Muslims. That is the clip that you just heard out of that video where they're in Norway. They're in a Western country. The speaker asks the moderate Muslims, are you extremists? Do you go to normal mosques? They're not extremists. In their own words, they go to normal mosques. He says, do you support things like the death penalty for homosexuals and adulterers? They all raise their hands. This is not extremist Islam. This is moderate Islam. Let's finish the video. Here it is. LGBT community. The regressive left does not have your back. While telling you to obsess over transgender bathrooms and gender-neutral pronouns, they're making an alliance with people who literally want to criminalize your lifestyle. They're joining forces with a belief system that prescribes death for your consensual sexual choices. They're lobbying to import millions more people to the West who totally despise you. The left has chosen to protect the feelings of Muslims over protecting the lives of gay people. The left would rather make excuses for a belief system that led to the slaughter of 49 innocent people at a gay nightclub than, God forbid, being called Islamophobic. That's why legions of gay people are vowing to switch their support to Trump in the aftermath of Orlando. And even if you hate Trump, you should also hate the regressive left, because they've sold you out. They've stabbed you in the back. So leftists, please stop with the virtue signaling, the pointless hashtags, the candlelit vigils. The cliche is really wearing thin. Just like they sacrificed Western civilization in exchange for political correctness, the left has sacrificed the safety of gay people on the altar of multiculturalism, lowering the drawbridge for the monoculture of Islam that is completely intolerant of any kind of diversity and would rather see gay people behind bars or dead. There's the video. And again, this is what they've taught the LGBT community. You must embrace Islam in the name of diversity. They're embracing a monoculture that completely rejects diversity, that is completely intolerant of their very alternative lifestyles. But what's positive about this is you saw after Colorado, people switching their vote to Trump, gay people. In fact, I've received a ton of messages just this morning from people responding to the video that you just heard, making the same sentiments. I'm going to read one here. I'm a gay conservative and I love you. I went to a candlelit vigil and was absolutely appalled by the way they classified everyone into little groups and hijacked the event to talk about Black Lives Matter and trans bathrooms. Then they had an imam from the local mosque come up and speak about how could this happen? What could make a person be filled with so much hate? Well, I think we both know what that is. He goes on, honestly, I was just shocked and I came away feeling even more depressed and less like a member of the supposed gay community. As a gay conservative in the arts, I have to somewhat keep my political views in the closet, lest I be ostracized by all the other local musicians and artists. And it goes on, and again, that's the key point. Leftists are completely intolerant of people with different opinions. But what's positive is that now a lot of people within the LGBT crowd are finally starting to see the light. They're being red-pilled. They're coming over to the side of freedom. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.